What have you got to lose? Seriously. It's good times. It's good. Yeah, that's right. Thank you. So next up is best song to jam on for this band with my favorite groove. It is called River. And it's actually a similar subject matter to November. And it was written last month, so that was November of 2017. So I've got two songs written in November. But this one is got a really nice groove. So here we go. I'm going to groove on November for you on the radio. Next up, we have a song that's also timely. It's called The Blizzard of 17, and we just had a blizzard of 17. Apparently in Texas there was a real blizzard in 2017, so this song is relevant for about another, 10, 11 days. So we're milking the heck out of it to play it for in the set for you. So here we go. I'm going to start this one. I start every song. It's inevitable. I'm trying to always give them the John to start, but it's not happening. Seem to be interested in the takeaway messages for that one. It is, don't smash a lamp through your window during a blizzard, even if you see the ghosts of your parents. Let them be, it's a hallucination and you'll be fine. That's the takeaway. We have another song coming up, and this is a grunge influenced number. It's called Vacancy, and it's an appropriate grunge topic, I would say, as well. Vacancy. Oh, I also like to mention, we have some gigs coming up. I always forget to do this. So January 9th, we are playing at O'Brien's on a Tuesday night with the High End and Monty's Lobster. And then we have another show at O'Brien's, yes, on February 8th with Power Slut, Leaf Cutter, Thrust Club, and us. Pretty cool. Pretty cool show coming up. And then we have another show. Yes, that's true. Out there, we have another show March 3rd on a Saturday night at Tavern at the End of the World. We're playing with the Hummingbird Syndicate, and we don't know who else right now, but yes, we'll be playing there. It'll be at least the two of bands there, and so come out and see us. Definitely come check us out, because I'll be wearing some crazy outfits, no doubt. So next up is Vacancy. Let's see. Yeah, I remember this one. Okay. Thank you. Whoa. What do you think? Is that a grunge song? I think that's a grunge song. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's a good, nasty, upsetting, angry, sad. It's different from November, which is like sad, tearfully sad. And this one is like, go out and kick some stuff around, kind of angry, sad. Yes. And now, here comes the unknown how this will turn out, tempo-wise, song, frequently known as Base Case Scenario. This song is a true story, actually. It was, I don't know if any of you out there were familiar with a place called Marmion Center for the Arts. It's a place I spent some time this past spring, right on my birthday, this past year, 2017. And it was an interesting place, I would have to say. And I went to a gig there. I had a gig there, and I played this song. I didn't play this song. I was inspired to write the song. It was an incredible night, and the song's about that night, about two nights there combined together. Yeah, it was about to be demolished party house. What could be better? So rock and roll is beautiful. There's sparks and ghosts and spiders and really, really great music. Base Case Scenario.
All right.
1, 2, 3, 4. Gotta be the rock and roll party. Base Case Scenario. Playing bass and the whole thing started. Base Case Scenario. I can't stay the crowd gets silent. Base Case Scenario. Confirming the people smiling. Base Case Scenario. That was great. Thanks. That was great. That was awesome. Woo! Base Case Scenario is a very uplifting song. Takes me back every time to that party, and I wish I was still there. I could be there all the time and forever. Yeah. I just live like that. Rock and roll and night party every day. That's apparently my goal in life. That seems to be where everything is heading, and I don't mind. And in fact, I am bringing it to me. which is great. Yeah, I have that kind of freedom here after I catch my breath. So next up is another song that is very evocative for me. I always end up back in Provincetown when I sing the song, running through alleys and doing, you know, dances through alleys and with flowers and learning things from the flowers, speaking to the flowers. And here we are. It's called Route 6. And you know Route 6 is that famous Route 6 in P-Town. Here we go. Cross Route 6 down by Bellevue. 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 Partying with some vagabonds in the middle of the dunes. Two guys, two girls, some tequila and some tunes. Drove across from Vegas searching for a good time. The sun is going down now and I got to say goodbye. Cross Route 6 in my Bellevue. Cross Route 6 in my Bellevue. Concert I see so and my heart explodes. I see so many people I love so long ago. Love and the music pulses blood through my veins. It's the kind of scene that never wants your back yet again. Cross Route 6 on my Bellevue. Cross Route 6 on my Bellevue. Bar kicks us out, so we're hanging on the street. I'm escorted to the after party by the women that I meet. Garden, backyard, an angel shoves comb in my nose. And we talk about discrimination like everyone knows. Cross Route 6 on my Bellevue. Cross Route 6 on my Bellevue. My new friend, she tells me that I'm special and I'm good. On the wall, hold my castle like I never knew I would. Want to stay forever, but it's time to say goodnight. Over parties and people in P-Town are all around. Cross Route 6 on my Bellevue. Cross Route 6 on my Bellevue. Down came, 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 down came. That was Route 6, and our final number now is coming up, and this involves me back on the acoustic guitar. So I'm going to make a quick switcheroo. I hope you're enjoying the show out there in the radio. Can you hear me? You can hear me now. Before I play the song, I want to give a big thank you to all the people at WMFO who made this possible for me. I'm beside myself. I was in tears earlier listening to the mix of our sound check. It's a fantastic opportunity. Thank you, Joel, so much. I saw you brought me to tears of joy. Yes. And to Mark, who's helping out today, and to all of the people here at MFO. I've been here before, and thank you for those opportunities as well, because they made this one go smoother and I had less anxiety. You know. So this song is just called Ski Bunny. And I'm toying with the idea of ending every set with it, so we'll see how it goes here tonight. Who gives the greatest head in town? Who makes it cool to sleep around?
free online. Who can get anyone to change their mind? Ski Bunny, we love you, Ski Bunny. Ski Bunny, everything you do, Ski Bunny.
Ski Bunny, thank you so much for listening. Tracy Chevrolet, Adam Sherman, Don Cuna. Here we are, WMFO. Thank you so much.
Sitting under a tree, It was growing a brand new me. I found my head sitting under a tree. Oh, put my head back in its place, but you know it didn't like me, it didn't like me.
Way too long. You're listening to On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. We just heard Cuffing Season from Test Meat and My Head from Heretics. And before that, an amazing live set from Ski Bunny, who we're going to talk to in a minute. And now I'm going to hear something from the gala. This is On the Town with Mikey D, 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. And we're here with Ski Bunny. Hello, Ski Bunny.
Hello. Andrew Wilson.
And I can actually hear you guys.
Can
That's
you hear
good.
Me?
Yeah.
Can you hear
I
me?
Think I might have patched all the microphones in correctly.
Yes, I think it I can hear happened. Myself and I can hear you.
I think
you.
I can hear myself.
I can hear
too.
John.
Yeah. Okay, there I am.
Can
okay.
I hear Adam?
It sounds good.
Can you guys hear me?
I can hear
I
Andrew.
Hear you.
Can you hear
it's
Andrew?
So loud.
Yeah. Really, yeah, no, it sounds beautiful. Yeah. It's very mesmerizing, yeah. The mm-hmm. tone and the quality of your voice, I'll just say that. Not to flirt with you or anything, but just put that out there.
Yeah, this is a family show. We can't do that.
No,
on,
no,
on
we
air.
Get it. It's all professional here in the, yeah. music, in the music scene in Boston. Cambridge is yeah, no, that's how we operate
we
here.
We keep it classy.
So we were going to talk about your gigs coming up.
We have some
talking
gigs
about,
coming up.
Professional stuff.
Yeah, we'll talk about professional stuff. We are on the air. Everything is on the up and up here. There will be no, you know, FCC violations. We have a gig coming up at O'Brien's. It is our fourth gig in history and our second gig at O'Brien's, so we've been lucky out of the gate. So we're playing there January 9th with the high-end Monty's Lobster and us, three bands. And then we're playing again at O'Brien's, if you can believe it.
You just leave your gear there.
We're just going to hang out there. Yeah, we like it at O'Brien's, so we're going to keep playing there.
Is that a spot back by the coat rack that is, that's where we hang.
That's a hangout spot. That's where you can find Ski Bunny on January 9th.
Right. We'll be there.
And February 8th is the next date. And we're playing with Power Slut, who you played.
Woohoo.
Yeah, right? That's a great bill. And Power Slut, yeah. And Thrust Club, mm-hmm. us and Leaf Cutter. So that should be a great bill. And then on March 3rd, Saturday night, we're playing a Tavern at the End of the World with Hummingbird Syndicate. And that's going to be great, too. They're a really fun band. We play with them at an afternoon show at the Midway. And I'm looking sideways, and I should probably do this, or where should I? I want to look at Andrew, because I see these guys all the time.
Yeah, you can look at whatever you want. It's radio.
I'm speaking to you. I know it is. That's the thing. I even get dressed up for radio, and then mm-hmm. spend a lot of time doing my makeup before the set. But it's just fun, you know. It's just,
yeah,
you know,
it takes me hours to pick, you know, my outfits for the radio.
For whenever you leave the house, I think. Yeah. Is that true? Yeah. It takes me a little while, but once I get a good one, I stick with it for weeks. I wash it occasionally, but this is the latest one. So yeah, we go in cycles of a week, 2 weeks per outfit. You know, if I love it, it just I have to wear it out.
So that's what I do.
So there is an anniversary of one of your songs you're talking about.
It's an anniversary of a project called Who Wore Better. 2-year anniversary this December, and it's a very meaningful project to me. It's a digital game that I made. It's on the web, and you can find it. You know, just use the obvious search terms, and it'll be there. And it's kind of tucked away, but it is a digital game that I made. Who wore better? The answer every time is I did. It's 20 rounds of comparing two pictures of me, basically, wearing one fashion item in common, and you sort of judge for yourself. You sort of see what you like, who wore better, and then. You're actually the game pays attention to your moves and comes back to you with a little interpretation of you know, some things about you that you might not have known according to the pictures that you pick. So it's kind of interesting, and you end up with being assigned a character in the Ski Bunny lineage, which most people probably don't know what that is. Does anybody here know what that is? No.
No.
Does anybody else but me know?
I have
what
no
that
idea.
Is? A character Nothing. In the Ski Bunny lineage is Ski Bunny is the overarching kind of gigantic matriarch of this whole system that is me, and there are people in the Ski Bunny legacy are characters that I've evolved into and out of over the last I would say 6-7 years. Ski Bunny started it all off, and Ski Bunny apparently is finishing it off. Here we are as a band, right? That's the mm-hmm. thing. And so all these characters, there's Derhund, there's Mischief, there's Tracy Chevrolet is in the Ski Bunny lineage, there's
What about British Jackie?
British Jackie.
I've met British Jackie.
You have met British Jackie. Yeah. British Jackie conducted an interview with you that was quite enjoyable over at the that nice the Middle Eastern place where we both had a job in that same neighborhood, that Kendall Square.
That was actually a guy that looked a lot like me named Clive.
Oh, that's right. That was your. Yeah. Is that a cousin of yours, or is that just a lookalike? That's just a doppelganger.
I think he's a triple ganger.
I like how I said doppelganger. It's a German word. I speak German fluently. I don't know if you do. Anybody else know?
You're just going to bust into some German in the middle of the interview.
Ich habe dann München gewohnt vor 20 Jahren, oder jetzt ist es 1985 war ich da. Ich habe an der Universität studiert. I could swear in German. It would be cool, right? I won't do that, though. I want to be on the up and up, yeah. So let me introduce Adam Sherman over there, sitting. He's a guitar player. Hi, Adam.
Hi, Trace.
How's it going? How's everything?
Everything's good.
You feeling about what just happened in that
Yeah, room? I felt good about Don't that. Know. I thought we did good.
I thought we did good, thanks, yeah.
Cool. It sounded good from in here.
Cool. It's our first time. Everything is our first time that we're doing. Yeah. Me and John. Adam's been here before doing this, but... and he helps. He shows us the ropes, and I rely on him for. I ask questions all night long, like Adam, can I go up and turn the knobs on the bass rig? He's like, yes. No, wait.
Don't touch that. Ask before you touch.
That's right.
That.
Make friends with people.
Stand still. Don't do anything.
Yeah.
No, it's nice to have it be the first time every time.
It's very exciting, you know. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's also like it's. I think it's also like kind of. It's kind of raw. Like I go in, you know, into a show or a set like this, and I'm starting at like zero because I've never done it before. I don't, you know. But then you get into it, and you start rolling, and you start feeling the groove, and the fear goes away, and it comes through. And so there's actually a transformation in each set from like me not knowing what the heck I'm doing in this room with these microphones.
So when
to
you
like,
start
oh, yeah,
to
I'm rocking.
Start to sweat, and that's when it gets real for me.
Yeah.
Is when I go, oh, I'm working here.
Yeah.
I'm only about halfway through the first song.
That's good stuff.
The worst choice I had was wearing a sweater. I don't know why.
Yeah, I took mine off in there.
Yeah.
I was feeling insecure because I haven't looked at myself in the mirror enough with this outfit on. There's no mirror in that green room, Andrew, and at WMFO in general.
Maybe. Yeah, I know you're used to a lot of mirrors around.
Yeah, they sort of provide me with emotional security somehow. Mm-hmm. My friends, I look in the mirror and I see my friends. Anyway, and then we also would like to introduce John here from Bridgewater.
Hello, everyone.
Hi, John.
Hi.
Welcome, John.
Hi. how was your experience in there?
It was good. I felt really confident.
Yeah.
Yeah, and I, you know, coming into the project 5 weeks ago, you know, it's been a ride. It's been a really good ride.
Yeah.
To have this opportunity is amazing. Thank all you guys for making it happen.
It's really exciting.
Especially you, Tracy, for bringing everything together.
Thanks, John, for sticking around, even though I swore at him on the first time we spoke on the phone, right? I got really mad at him, and I told him to go, you know, do something I can't say on the air. And then we started cracking up.
I've never seen this person. I'm getting yelled at right now.
And then actually, like, I thought that was it.
There was
I thought I had totally blown it.
But then it was all smoothed out.
Yeah, and right? Then, and we just cracked up after I did that.
I did. I laughed pretty hard. I was just
thank
like, what's
God.
Going
like,
on?
Yeah. So anyway, that's how we get along here mm-hmm. in the band. And we just laugh and everything because it's hysterical. Right. You know, like that we're even here right now. So.
Yeah, definitely. That's the way to deal with any kind of stress is just like turn it into a sitcom. Yeah.
Yeah. And like I found this new state that I try to aspire to achieve and sustain for as long as possible. It's like it's a giggle. You just like keep that prolonged giggle going for a long mm-hmm. time and like everything becomes hilarious and you never have to like, see, I'm kind of getting into it right now. Like, what am I saying? It's funny. It doesn't, nothing, but like you get that giggle going and you just keep that going. It's like riding a wave and you feel a lot better mm-hmm. there than you do pretty much in anywhere else in your life. You just keep it going. And hopefully your friends think it's funny too, but maybe not right now. But that's okay. As long as I'm giggling, that's what counts. Yes. To me, you know, that's just how it works. Yeah, it keeps going. And so on a more serious note, today, and I'm Tracy Chevrolet. I did some solo stuff for a while, and then it was this is like a lifetime dream for me. As it would be for anybody, I'm sure, mm-hmm. but like I've been aware for a long time that Ski Bunny was a thing, and that's why the name Ski Bunny is like everywhere in all the art I've made and stuff, but I didn't know what it was going to be. I knew it was going to be something. Since 2008, I've been working on this material, and it turns out that Ski Bunny's a band, and it's like I never would have even dared to dream that it would involve music, because that's mm-hmm. like the ultimate. I can't even believe it, you know. And it's interesting because, you know, music makes me feel so good. It enhances like all my experiences, but at the same time there's something about it, it strips me raw, so that when I have a bad day it is so bad, it's like so good mm-hmm. and so bad. Is that like normal for musicians, or am I just bipolar? Adam, you can feel that.
Well, it's
one.
Normal for me, I mean, but yeah, but
but then again,
but look at me.
Yeah, I don't know. I have to. We have to put it out there, like do a survey or something, like because I love the highs. You know, it's fantastic. It's phenomenal. That first gig we had at O'Brien's was like blew my mind. This, you know, like it's awesome.
It's like a bipolar situation, though. Really, I mean, it's because playing a gig is so. It's just so energizing.
Yeah.
You know, you just get. Completely just a shot of adrenaline.
And it feels so good.
And you figure out how to channel it.
But you know, usually you end up at home or in a hotel room going, you know,
what just happened?
What do I do now?
How can I count? That was so much fun. Where's all the fun?
Where's the
fun? What do I do now?
Yeah, exactly.
That's what happened to me.
And that's a very manic depressive,
yeah,
you know, model for living. So. I think a lot of musicians have
that
experience. Yeah, I think so. Yeah. I think everybody gets just
okay. That's
very amped up for a gig.
Yeah, it feels so great. And then like it happened after the first gig at O'Brien's. It was like the best night of my life, like pretty much. And then that morning was horrific. It was horrible. Like it was just like, you know, it was just. Equally as bad, only in some ways worse because it lasted longer. And then it happened again. I had like a great moment and it turned into it turned into crap. It turned into being chucked in the grass. Did you like that? Did you like how I changed that there?
Mm-hmm.
Probably shouldn't even talk about that.
No,
I'm gonna get drunk. So yeah, but then it was really and now when I feel good, I'm like, whoa, should I be, like, watching my back? Because is the inevitable crash going to come? Maybe I should go see a doctor. What do you think? Because I'm not going to stop playing music, you know? So maybe they can do something to, you know, just help even things out. Maybe I should start doing yoga. John, you do yoga.
I do yoga, yeah.
You enjoy it.
I do enjoy it.
Yeah, yes. What does it do for you? Like
Mental just clarity. You know, it just kind of levels me out. If I'm having like a stressful week at work, or you know, knowing that the gig's gonna come up, I try to get in a couple days, and it just makes me so relaxed and you know, playing is just a lot more effortless.
I suspect some of those yoga moves though are like harder than anything else you do all week, because like the ones where people like stand on one hand and they're like contorted in the air, and it's like looks physically impossible, but yet they do it. Like, I don't.
I'm
so
not,
like
I'm,
I, rest of know. Life must seem easy compared to that.
That's true. Yeah, sort of. It's kind of like if you do something that's challenging, and you even if you don't accomplish it like perfectly successfully, it's sort of like then everything else. You know, then everything else until that, like you've mastered or something. It's like the higher you set the bar. Like I have this theory or this rule that I play by where if something scares me, that means I have to do it. Unless it's something that's actually a bodily harm kind of, you know, like practical kind of stuff. But even sometimes, which I'll just leave that right
so
there.
So like jumping out of a plane with a parachute might be a good thing. But that, without a parachute, that's just dumb.
Yeah, exactly. That's exactly the analogy I was trying to get and couldn't think of. So we met actually a couple of years ago, and you were one of the first people I met in the scene, and I was drawn to you instantly because of the... No, you know what was funny is I met Linnea first, and we hung out on Halloween. She was you that Halloween. This is 2 years ago. She was Andrew. Linnea was Andrew Wilson for Halloween, and I was like, "Who is this Andrew Wilson?" And she was walking around in a plush leopard print bathrobe and like not much else, right? And I was wearing these deer antlers at the time because my life is just like that. It was Halloween, and I was this character called Stag. Well, I'll just put it out there. She lives in my backyard. I wear her around my neck, and she's now encased in glass in my room. And I was her for Halloween, so you can. I'll just leave that there as well. But we went, and she was Andrew Wilson. I was like very intrigued because she was, you know, she was all over it. She was very into the costume, very into you, and I was like, "Who's this guy?" So then we met, and yes, you were wearing leopard print, true to form. And so Lydia and I, everything became leopard print this, leopard print that, and we would go somewhere and see something in leopard print. We would take a selfie with it, put it on Facebook, and. And then you came to my house one time too and gave me a pep talk that helped me get here. So thank you for that.
Yeah, and I thought the those house shows that you threw were pretty amazing, and you're actually pretty amazing as a curator.
Oh, thanks. Thank you. We love doing the house shows. I love doing the house shows. It's so gratifying. We're on hiatus right now. We're going to kind of regroup and consider some directions to take it in. We really like the focus to be on the music at our house. And because the music is incredible that we've brought in there. We had Miles Hewitt of the Solars performing solo there once, and we've had Happy Little Clouds down there. We've had Eyewitness. We've had Sophia Bell.
Carissa Johnson
in Friends. Remember that show?
Yeah,
that was amazing.
Oh my! It was Jimmy Diaz and Vanessa Silverman, Carissa Johnson, and me.
And like, Linnea has it played.
Linnea has played there. And Dante Conti has played there, and so many people.
Jess Jacobs has played there.
Wow, this is a retrospective of some really really great shows. I know I'm forgetting people, but. Every time I would sort of sit on the floor and they'd be right in front of me. This is in our basement. And I would look at them and I'm like, I would sort of blur my vision, you know, like just squint my eyes and just let it become like a dream scene and let myself be like carried away by the music. And I would always freak out and like be transported, and absorb as much of that energy as I could and hope that the space would absorb it too so that I could cop a fix later when everybody was gone and still feel the energy resonating through that space, which it does. So those were amazing experiences.
We have to find a way to keep the focus on the music, though. We sort of started that way when it was smaller, and then it got to where there was a lot of socializing going on rather than paying attention to the music. And I really think that's what's special about house shows. When a house show happens like that, and you feel that intimacy, and you realize you're in the room and this music is being made and it's all around you. It's just a moment that's very valuable,
it's precious.
I think. And that's what we'd like to be able to put together and share with people, you know.
Yeah, we might get back to it. Those shows were called Boutique, so if you ever hear of Boutique happening, you definitely want to check it out. We live in Western Ave. I mean, I shouldn't say it. We live in Central.
That's all right.
Yeah.
Whoa, don't say that.
No, let's stop. Okay, so let's talk about something else. So, John, tell us about your car.
About my car?
I don't know. We have the same car. except John's is like 20 years older than, newer than mine. Yeah, mine is 20 years older than John's, but it's the same car.
I love my car. I'm out back. 2017, fully loaded.
How is it in the snow?
Heated seats. I don't know. We've only gotten a couple dustings.
Heated seats. I want to get some heated seats.
Yeah, I got some heated seats.
I want to get heated seats here in the studio.
I had AC seats. Those were a little much.
I never heard of it.
Not in the car I have now, but I've had them before in the past, and it's a little much. It's like this, like cool, like
Air conditioner.
It's like around you. Yeah. It's like 360 around you. I hate it.
It's kind of like you're trapped by the cool air. It's like you can't get away from
it.
Yeah, yeah, that would. Yeah,
and like if you press another button, it gives you an MRI.
Or it starts an auto, like it starts going on autopilot, and you end up like going to New Jersey or something.
Yeah.
Out of your control. You're like, wait a minute. What can I do here? The car's taking me to New Jersey. I hate New Jersey. New Jersey's like a crap hole. So
you should tell them about your watch.
Oh, so I have this watch. I will. Yeah. So this watch, I just took it off, and it is actually set. Guess what? It is set to jam time. This watch is set to jam time. So we were thrift store shopping on maybe the second time that John and I met. We had just jammed in our basement. We're going to the thrift stores to help him find some flashy clothes.
That's a work in progress.
Working on it. It's a work in progress. We're working on it. Yeah. So he spotted this watch. It's a beautiful watch. Can you see that, Andrew?
Yeah.
It's lovely. It's got a pearlized face, right? And it's beautiful. It just caught my eye instantly.
I was like, whoa, look at that. It was like at the end. I got like a shirt and I'm like, okay. And then I like looked in the...
It was up by the cashier.
Yeah, right by the cashier. And I saw it in like the glass. I was like, oh my God, that's like...
It was destiny.
Cool. Yeah.
It was destiny.
Tracy, did you see that?
Yeah. So I grabbed it. $5, right? And
five
so I grabbed
bucks.
It. And it doesn't work. Best $5 I've ever spent. And so it doesn't work. It doesn't run.
But
it keeps jam time. This watch keeps jam time. It doesn't keep like the time, like, oh, you know, whatever the heck in time it is right now. It keeps jam time. So every time I jam, this watch is set for 10:30. Because that's what I did at 10:30. I jammed on WMFO Live. So now this watch stays at 10:30. Until the next jam. So every time I look at this watch, because it's beautiful, I like to look at it. It's such a jam time, and I'm like, wow, that was a sweet jam. Wow, we were on the radio. Now we're talking to Andrew. Wow, that was like some good times. And so it's like a little, and also I like to set it, and so it makes me want to jam more, because like I don't want to go a whole day without setting my jam time watch. You know, so that's how that works. Yeah, and I have a watch, a clock in my room that's set to crazy time. And I said it today. I am going to get into it because it's hilarious what I did today. So today I was having crazy time in my room, and I was singing a beautiful song by the Manhattans called "You Are My Shining Star." I think it's just called "Shining Star" to myself in the mirror before the show today, and it goes like, "Oh, honey, when we touch, love you so much, you're all I ever dreamed of." Yeah, baby. And I used to love that song like in the 8th grade or whenever.
I'm in the 8th grade now.
Love it. What's that?
I'm in the 8th grade now.
You are?
Yeah.
Cool. You're in middle school?
Yeah.
Are you on the soccer team?
Yes.
You are? Do you like the audiovisual stuff too? Are you like an audiovisual geek?
No.
So, those are the guys I hang out with usually. And the soccer team guys. So, yeah, we could be friends. Yeah, I'm on the swim team. No one's like, try too hard to get me to play make-believe. Anyway, where was I? Yeah, that's enough of that.
You're on the radio.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
We're at WMFO live.
Yeah.
Live in Medford. And so, guys, so are you excited for the next gig?
No. Yes.
No, John's not.
John's not.
We gotta start.
I'll be honest. No, I'm obviously super excited. It's super awesome. Stoked. This was an awesome opportunity. Like, the adrenaline rush is still coming down.
Yeah.
I'm finally feeling like normal. But
cool. We're very glad to have you with us.
I appreciate that.
It's
Thank
awesome. Because not only is John, well, actually, not only are John and Adam both really great musicians and really fun people, they're also incredibly good looking. So you can't see that on the radio, but come to a show if you want to check us out. Because I'm easy on the eyes as well. I'll just say that it's a lyric in my song, Who Wore Better. Come to my happy place, I'm more than just a pretty face. So you don't want to miss out on that aspect of our band. Extremely attractive individuals. So put that out there, too.
No, I can argue.
Thank you. Thank you, Andrew. Appreciate that. Yeah. So how are things in Kendall? I haven't been there in a while. Such a strange place, that Kendall Square. Isn't that a strange place?
I think there's like there's more luxury condos. Like.
Okay, cool. Not. Yeah, Kendall, I was walking through Kendall recently, and I sort of noticed that all those little low-rise, biotech housing, real estate, company-owned buildings all
say
over
that
the
again,
place.
10 times fast.
I know, right? Mm-hmm. So all those little buildings, they're not much higher than like 6-7 stories, and they kind of are spreading out, and they're in different stages of construction, because Kendall Square has been under construction since I moved here 7 mm-hmm. years ago. And they're just taking over every little spot. It's like a little rash bubbling up mm-hmm. from the earth. You know, and some of them are in, it's like some of the rash, like, are fully developed, some of the parts of the rash, and some of the other parts are just starting to bubble up off the surface of the earth, and it's kind of gross.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's like, so sometimes I like to think about what Kendall Square was before.
It was a wasteland.
It was a wasteland, you know.
And toxic waste in the ground.
Was that really what was going on in Kendall? Is that why that grass is blue? Have you ever seen that blue grass over in Kendall Square? Like, what the heck is going on in Kendall Square? The blue. Have you seen that?
No.
So if you go on, it's right on Binney Street. I don't know, 3rd Street, and I don't know. It's over there somewhere, and it's like this new building that just went up, and they have this lawn in front of it, and they planted this grass that's royal blue. Mm-hmm. I kid you not. And so maybe that's from the toxic chemicals that were.
Well, they supposedly took the toxic waste out.
Oh,
of the ground. Okay.
Supposedly.
Yeah.
Right, right.
Yeah.
Right, like how can you prove that you did or didn't do that? Like, where's the receipt? You know, like, we have to go.
I guess you have to put it on camera or something. I don't know.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's some weird